Unit 2. Canada is gigantic. Canadian travel spots, page 28.
A visit to Canada is usually done by going to the east or the west. This is because it is hard to travel everywhere without buying a bunch of plane tickets or driving for many hours. Most people who travel on a budget will start in Vancouver or perhaps Toronto. Once you arrive, there are many things to do on either side of the country. Remember, though, that if you want to see the whole country, you will need lots of time and money for flights. Even if you only went to Quebec, you could drive your car north for more than 20 hours and still not reach the top. Here are some cool things to see in some parts of the country.
1. Vancouver, British Columbia. In Vancouver, British Columbia, you are right next to the Pacific Ocean, close to the Rocky Mountains, and many beautiful islands, beaches, and extreme wilderness. The city itself has great museums, shopping centers, and a very large Chinatown. From Vancouver, you can also take a ferry to Vancouver Island and visit the city of Victoria. This very large island also has areas where you can surf, hike, camp, fish, and really enjoy nature.
2. Niagara Falls, Ontario. Niagara Falls is the second largest waterfall in the world after Victoria Falls in Africa. This amazing waterfall is gigantic and rises 58 meters high. Anywhere between 113,000 and 170,000 cubic meters of water fall down every 60 seconds. The rim of this natural wonder is 670 meters across. Many people come here for their honeymoon. Some crazy people try to go over the falls in a barrel. In 1901, the first person went over the falls like this. She was a schoolteacher named Annie Taylor. Annie took her cat, got in a large wooden barrel, and went over the falls and survived.
3. Whistler, British Columbia. Whistler is a great alpine ski hill and regional park, 2 hours north of Vancouver. It is in the Rocky Mountains and the site of the 2010 Winter Olympics. In the summer, you can hike, camp, swim, and do many outdoor sports. The winter is for snowboarding and skiing. It is one of the greatest places to ski in all of North America, and the natural beauty and sights are incredible.
4. Montreal, Quebec. Montreal is a must-see if you visit Canada. It is over 350 years old and was settled by a French military officer before Canada was even a country. The city is modern and also has a section called Old Montreal or Vieux Montréal in French. Here you can see beautiful old French European architecture, look at the port, and sit on a terrasse and eat in the summer. There are many museums, shopping centers, and a big Chinatown, too. Montreal has many festivals and events all summer long, including the Comedy Festival, the Jazz Fest, the Grand Prix, a film festival, and many more. While you are here, you can speak English, but most people speak French as a first language. Montreal also has many parks, an amusement park, and the Biodome. The Biodome is like a museum with many different environments inside. You can walk in an indoor jungle there and also see other kinds of nature.
5. Peggy's Cove, Nova Scotia. This beautiful fishing village is in Nova Scotia and is a very popular place to go on Canada's east coast. There are rocky beaches and shores and a very famous lighthouse. It is a calm place to go and relax and see some very beautiful natural sights. It is about 40 kilometers from the modern city of Halifax.
6. Banff National Park, Alberta. Banff National Park is in the province of Alberta and right in the Canadian Rocky Mountains. Mountain climbers, campers, Skiers and hikers like to go here. This national park is one of the most wonderful places to visit in Canada. There are 6,641 kilometers of lakes, mountains, and forest, all in the untamed wilderness. Many wild animals can be seen, and eagles fly above. Very clean water flows into the rivers here from thousands of surrounding glaciers.
7. The Calgary Stampede. The Calgary Stampede is a big festival and rodeo. It takes place in Calgary, Alberta. Every summer for 10 days in July, the Calgary Stampede is celebrated and is the world's largest rodeo. On opening day, there is a big parade, and usually about 350,000 people show up. Now that's a big party. There are rodeo events, concerts, chuck wagon races, and stage shows here to enjoy. The Aboriginals, or First Nations peoples, have exhibits to look at, and pancake breakfasts are served all over the city. The event is so big that in 2006, over 1 million people attended.